نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد ما شيخ شيخ العرب والعجم عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ mentions in one of his poetry سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر بدون حکم خدا سائیں سدائیں اس کو کیسے پا جاتے. The سکون دل, what is this سکون دل? Each and every person is in search of this. This sukoon, this contentment, this peace, where does it come from? Sukoon-e dil utarta hai. Utarta hai ye. It's come from the skies. Falak se ahle taqwa par. And given to who? People of taqwa. Those people who stay away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment of their life is spent in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they happen to slip into a sin, then immediately they resort to tawbah and istighfar. That doesn't mean that the people who are pious and muttaqi, they don't commit sin. Intentionally, they don't commit sin. Unintentionally, if they do commit sin, then immediately they repent and they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala gives this sukoon and this peace to those people who keep him happy, stay with taqwa and piety all the time, no matter what kind of desires they have in their heart. The desires in our heart, they force us to disobey Allah, they force us to look at haram, they force us to speak haram, they force us to touch haram and walk towards haram. The desires are there in our heart, but we are not going to listen to those desires and we are not going to practice upon those desires. Just merely having the desires in the heart is not harmful, as long as the person does not practice upon those desires. For example, in the month of Ramadan, person has a desire, he goes in the house and he opens the fridge. There's cold water in the fridge. Now he is tempted. He has a desire in the heart to drink the cold water, but he does not practice upon that desire. So his song, his roza is intact. Just by merely having the desire will not nullify his fast. So similarly, those people who are disturbed by these desires, these temptations, they don't need to get disturbed. Just don't practice upon those desires. And the more the person controls himself and he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will send down this sukoon-e dil in the heart. This is such a thing, this is such a commodity that the scientists, they cannot drill and take out that sukoon-e dil from the underground. Allah has kept this sukoon-e dil with him. The more a person pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will give him sukoon-e dil. Sukoon-e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. Bidun hukme khuda saayen sada phir isko kaise pa jate? No matter how much the person has of the worldly things, he's a king of some great kingdom, but if he does not have the connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not have the sukoon-e dil. That's why you see that those people who are disconnected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see them committing suicide. All the time, they are in a restless state. There's no peace, there's no happiness in their life, because the creator of happiness is unhappy with them. When a person is tempted to commit a sin, a young person, he has a desire and he has the courage and he has the strength and he's a young, he has everything and there's no hindrance. He can commit the sin, the fornication or any other guna, but he controls his desires. He breaks the desire that is in his heart. He breaks his heart. He does not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will fill the person's heart with sukoon-e-dil. Allah will fill the person's heart with His tajalliyat, with His anwarat. The person who destroys his heart, Allah will reconstruct his heart with halawat imani, the sweetness of iman. It comes in a hadith, man tarakaha makhawafati. The person who, out of my fear, he controls his eyes. Temptation is there, but he controls his eyes. He does not look at any beautiful woman or any young haseen lad, beautiful young boy. He controls his desires. Because sometimes we are in such a place, our father is not there, our wife is not there, our husband is not there, our sheikh is not there, no one is there, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is saying in a hadith of Qudsi, that, oh my banda, no one is there. You are alone. Door is closed. All the windows are closed. No one is there. You have all the means to commit guna. But that time, man tarakaha makhafati, out of my fear, you leave everything. You leave that guna out of my fear. It's like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, he was alone with Zulaikha and he knew the doors were locked. But still he did not stay there for a single moment. Immediately when she called him to commit the guna, Yusuf alayhi salam, he ran towards the door. He knew the door was locked. But out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ma'ad Allah. He ran towards the door and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opened the locks of the door. So when a person, when we take the step towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will open the doors for us. When a person, he breaks his heart and he does not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reconstruct his heart with the sweetness of iman. The material through which his heart will be reconstructed is not cement, but is worldly material. Allah will reconstruct his heart with the sweetness of iman. Tere haath se zere tamir hu main, mubarak mujhe meri veeraniyan hain. Allah, through your hand, I am being reconstructed. How blessed are my ruins. I have ruined my heart. I have destroyed my heart. I have destroyed my heart just to please you. Imagine how much love Allah will shower upon this person. The person who destroys his heart and he does not destroy the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a true banda, a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person says, Dil ki manu ya khaliqe dil ki aage sawal rakha hai. Should I listen to the heart? Or should I listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heart? I have put forward this question to my heart. Should I listen to you? Or should I listen to your creator? So Allah is our creator. So sukune dil, if you really want to enjoy life, have a happy life, you want to attain sukune dil, then hand our dil to the creator of dil. Hand our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how do we hand over our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is by not following the dictates of nafs and shaitan. Whatever comes in our heart, we just want to do it? No. Ponder for a moment. Is this jais or najais? Permissible, impermissible. If it's jais, permissible, do it. If it's impermissible, stay away from it. Even if you have to go through so much struggle and sacrifice, bear that for the sake of love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to practice.